I would add that for divorced women,
as much as you are able to accept yourself, Ankira ki bazaora, so what? Anche Miki, you did what and what, so what? You know who you are.
Assalamu alaikum, guys. Hello. This is the Never Fully Understood podcast, season 1, episode 8, and I am your host, Fatima Garba. So, guys, we've come a long way. Last night, I was going through, you know, how far we've come, our views and everything, only for me to see that we've hit 10,000 views. Like, we literally have 10,000 plays. I'm not even kidding. Like, 10,000 plays on Spotify. So, like, on all the apps that you guys are streaming on, everything compiled together is 10,000 plays. And I am so, so happy, mashallah. Like, this is so huge. This is so huge. So, like, people have clicked on this podcast to listen to it to the extent that it has accumulated till it's 10,000. I just want to say a very big thank you to all of you. I love you guys so, so much. I appreciate every one of you, and may Allah bless you all. May Allah grant you all your heart desires. Our season is coming to an end. Our season is coming to an end, and I'm so, so excited for the last two episodes we have. And yeah, that's it. Anyway, today's episode, you know, like, it's such a sensitive topic, just the whole divorce thing. And I speak with Coach Khadija Ibrahim, and we speak about, you know, healing after a divorce, how you should go about it. You know, we speak about, we spoke also about society, you know, like, so much stereotype that comes with being a divorced woman, and how we have to do better as people. Before I get into today's episode, I want to give a shout out to Mariam Baba. Mariam, thank you so much for your support. Thank you so much for all you do. I know you're always coming back to listen, because you always will DM me. So I know. I hope you enjoy today's episode. And yeah, that's it. So let's get into today's episode. Do not forget to leave us a review. A video will go up on our Instagram on how to give a review, because I think most people have been asking me how to do it. So yeah, a video should go up on how to do it. It's really, really easy, honestly. Thank you so much. I love you guys, and I'll see you guys next week. Hello, I hope you're doing fine. Today I am with Coach Khadija Ibrahim. It's so lovely to have you. Can you please tell us more about yourself?
It's nice to have you here. I'm so excited to be on this platform and to be sharing some ideas with you. And okay, like you said, I should introduce myself. I am Khadija Ibrahim. I'm a life coach, and I help people to become a better version of themselves and to gain more clarity in their lives.
Yes, someone actually look up to. I'm really, really happy to have you here, and I cannot wait for people to hear all the nice things you're going to have to say today. So we're actually speaking on something that is a really sensitive,
a sensitive
topic. So can you just tell us from your own perspective, like, as a life coach and as an individual, like, what does divorce mean to you? Like, what's your definition of divorce?
I would say, personally, divorce means, divorce is an experience that someone goes through after the end of a marriage, and it comes with a lot of emotions. It comes with a lot of probably traumatic experiences. And I would say, in our religion or our society, would say it's the end of, I'm a Hausa lady, so in Hausa it would be like the death of a marriage. Yes, so it's really a gloomy experience. It's nothing somebody wished for. It's nothing, even those going through it, even if you demanded or you asked for it, it's something that you may not exactly be proud of. You may not like it. But then when it happens, I believe it's something that you have to accept in your life. In just, most divorces don't just happen in a day. People might have seen it coming. It's either, I'll tell you that there's a research that was done by Gottman. Gottman is a marriage counselor, a therapist that is in the US. And when he studied about 90 couples, he ended up, he knew exactly, after spending 5 minutes with those couples, he knew the couples that would not last, marriages that would not last long. And he could tell the couples that were doing well and the couples that would have to work on their relationship or would be easily, would have to easily end up in divorce. So I would say that divorce doesn't just happen in a day. It might have been a gradual stuff, but for some other people, you just find out that they just woke up to some reality and it just had to happen. But I believe that it's not a day stuff. It's a series of events until the final verdict is done. Sometimes you have to go through separation. Sometimes you would have to just be living in the same house. Couples just leave. They just wake up and go to bed with malice, with they keep on having maybe some kind of misunderstandings before finally it gets to divorce in most cases. But then finally when it has to happen, I believe that before you finally get it to eventually happen, it may not really easy. Before you have a divorce, you must have a marriage. So it may not be easy for you to just say, I'm out. Even if many couples may have said it with their mouths literally. But we know in the society that we find ourselves, that is Arewa, there are many steps. And I would come from the Islamic perspective because I believe you cannot talk about marriage or divorce without being subjective. To a white man, divorce means a different thing from being a black man or being a Muslim. To a white man, it's just signing papers, of course. But to a black man, I believe, and to Muslims, I believe there are different steps before it finally gets to divorce in a real proper setting. So when we talk about our society, our Hausa society, Muslim society, I see that before that happens, akwai abinda ake cema, I would speak Hausa, pardon me, and I would still translate it. Akwai abinda ake cema sulhu. Akwai abinda you would have to intercede. They will say, okay, she should. Akwai irin yanda za a ce, okay, tayi yaji. All of this, when I say, okay, intercede or sulhu is maybe you are trying to find a common ground. You are trying to sit for what do I call it? To reconciliation, exactly. So, or when you talk about maybe yaji is when the lady goes, it's some level of separation, not formal divorce, where the lady goes back home or where the man tells the lady to go back home. In that circumstance, until he pronounces the divorce, it is not actually a divorce. So in all of these things, two people are going through different things, not only two people, probably more. The children may be going through their own stuff. The parents of both couples may be going through a lot, depending on what results to that particular thing. And I would like to say that divorce may not be as a result of one single factor. Usually, there may be one factor that may be posing out its neck, but then there are many other factors in between. And you asked me, what are the do's and don'ts? It's a subjective topic. What I may want to do or what may lead to one person's divorce may not be what may lead to another person's divorce. So I think that it will really not be, I can't say that everybody has to go through the same process. I can't say that we are all the same to look at it with the same eyes. But then whatever it may be, I really strongly would say that they should sit down and ask themselves certain questions. They should try to improve on their communication. They should try to, and if they cannot talk things out, they should try to find a person in the family or as a friend, a respected family or friend, to talk to the both of the couple. Somebody that would be very objective and somebody that would come from, okay, I know it kind of a perspective and I understand both perspective. One person should not be feeling cheated and the other person should not be feeling so much supported. That is it. And thirdly, if that doesn't work out, they can go to a respected scholar, depending on their religion or depending on what the society is. There are in our societies, there are people that are known for such things. There are marriage counselors, there are scholars, Islamic scholars, there are people that are respected in the society that they could go and speak to. And if that still doesn't work out, they can still try counseling. Go for counseling together. If that doesn't still work out, I think there should be an avenue where they sit down to consider that divorce, both of them. Like, okay, if this is the best, if this is the only way out, okay, what happens to our future? What happens to our children? What happens to you, probably? For some, in some cases, they've lived with each other for 10 years or more. That lady has been with you. She doesn't know any other person or any other world apart from... For some of us, we marry as young as 18 years or averagely 21 years. So I've lived with you for 21 years. Now I'm 45. Now you want me to start going back to where? My father's house? Or you want me to start doing what? Probably I've always been a housewife. So what compensation do you want to? In Islam, it says that when you want to, if it has to happen, be kind to them and let them go. Be kind to them. It's said in Surah Al-Baqarah. So when that has to happen, what can you do? And for the women, sometimes we can lash. We can say a lot of hurtful things. How do you want to, okay, if it really has to end up in divorce, how do you want to be kurik emotin chunku? That is, how do you want to keep the remaining, give yourselves that regard? It doesn't have to be that, okay, since there's divorce, we have forgotten ourselves, we have forgotten all of the nice times that you ever had. At least, if not anything, that person was responsible for you for the number of years that you were together, or that lady cooked your food and she did whatever, she lived her life in the same house with you for that period of time. So I think that we should not sometimes divorce happens and they become enemies. So we should really try to avoid that, in as much as we may feel hurt, we may feel disappointed, we may feel betrayed. It comes with all of those experiences, all of those emotions. But really, we shouldn't lose ourselves while we are doing that. And what should you do? One, stay away from toxic people, because there may be friends or family that may be willing to instigate it. They may be willing to tell you bad things about what your husband is doing to you or what your wife is doing to you. Secondly, gain a connection with a spiritual connection and emotional connection. Spiritual connection in whatever faith you believe in. Find that connection. That's the best time for you to do that. Emotional connection, ground yourself. Try to gain sanity. Take care of your mental health. Try to avoid doing things that you may not like to do. And try to do more often what you like to do.
So, that was very beautiful. And I just want to touch on what you said. Now, is this going to lead to my next question? When you said there's going to be like a lot of toxic people who want to instigate so many things. And this is so, so true. Apart from that, like, in the north, when it comes to divorced women, you know, we're just really talking about like Ariwa as a whole, like how it's like, and how there's so much stereotype to divorced women, especially. I think in other cultures, like for example in Yoruba, divorce is not something that's very, very common for them. And you can see that when a woman and a man get divorced, the same stereotype the woman is going through, the man is most likely going through the same thing, because it's like you couldn't keep your family in check. But when it comes to Ariwa, it's mostly the women, like Bazawara.
A man isn't even called a Bazawari.
Exactly, like there's no word for a man. Yeah, so like, how do you block out the noise, you know, as a divorced woman in Ariwa? How are you able to just, you know, just block out all the noise from your family and your society as a whole?
One thing that would really help is learn to ground yourself. Learn to know who you should listen to and who does not even deserve a space in your mind. People are going to say shit to your face. And the first step to knowing what to do is to accepting yourself. Once you're able to accept, self-acceptance is the best. You may have done something wrong. It may be a mistake. Accept it. You may have been right, and the whole world might not believe you, but you have to believe yourself. You have to know what is good for yourself. You have to be there for yourself, ground yourself. And that's why I mentioned emotional and spiritual well-being first. Secondly, avoid things that will make people talk. Avoid unnecessary seeking attention. When that happens, it comes with a lot of... That's when some women just want to be very high or very low. Sometimes women are outgoing, they just withdraw. Sometimes women are withdrawn and you see them just doing things excessively. They want to expose themselves. They want to do things that they probably didn't even do while they were young. So avoid all of those toxicity. It's the time for you. In Islam, there is idda. There is a waiting period. There's a reason for that. It's for you to reconnect back to yourself, for emotional reconnection. We are women. We have so much emotions. So try to do that. Try to ground yourself. And just know self-acceptance is the best. And most of all, know what is required of you to do.
That's so true. I think when people are going through stuff, generally, like, they just tend to act out. Like, we're not even speaking of divorce, like, naturally, yeah, generally. And then when you go through divorce, for me, I've never been through it before, but I see people around me, and I know it's such a huge thing. Like, it's like, you don't go into marriage thinking you're going to leave it. And then when you
you're
get
going
out of
to
it,
divorce,
it affects
exactly.
you in so many ways that you can't even begin to fathom.
Don't what you think.
And then when I see women acting out, and then people are just having this stereotype, oh my God, it's a person where I feel, and it's kind of like they are useless people and whatever. Like, I think as a society, we need to sit down and think that, oh, this person might be hot, and this person is acting out. It's affecting this person's mental health. So when it begins to affect your mental health, and like you accept it, because some people are even in denial, but I think it's also important to accept that, oh, okay, this thing might, is actually affecting my mental health. So what do you do when you realize...
Fatima, many people don't even know what mental health is. Yeah. Some people don't even know how to take care of it. Yeah. We are fortunate, alhamdulillah, we know. But when you go down north, they don't even know what their mental health is.
I think that, oh, okay, that's just the way that you're supposed to behave. But honestly, most times when you're acting out, it's just because you're hurting. So once you now, like... Maybe when they listen to this podcast or twice and they realize that, oh, okay, I'm actually hurting and that's why I'm behaving like this. What are the steps that you would take, you know, to start coming back to yourself, you know, just ground yourself, like you said earlier on, especially if you didn't do it in all the early stages of your divorce? Like, how do you ground yourself and just realize that, oh, okay, I'm not just, I can't, let's just take out the whole divorce thing. I'm actually still me. I just went through this thing and I'm not there anymore. So how do I like reconnect back with myself and work on my mental health?
So like I said, there are different stages of emotions you may be going through. For some people, it may take them 1 year for them to still be nursing that divorce without them knowing, because they are holding on to fear, they are holding on to pain. For some people, it leads them to hate men and hate marriage. Entirely. For some people, it just makes them to go on autopilot. They become workaholics. They become, you just see them striving so much, and you think it's cool, but deep down there, you don't know how hard it is for them. They're having anxiety, they're having panic attacks, they push everybody away from them, they sometimes seek unnecessary attention, depending on how it may be leading you to act out. But for me, I would say then when you are going through all of that, find somebody. If you cannot go for counseling, find somebody that is in your best interest to talk to. Give yourself the time you need. Learn to go back and learn to reconnect with your inner self, with your emotional well-being. Sometimes you may need to sleep. Sometimes you may need to cry. Sometimes you may need to pray. Don't force it upon yourself to be like, okay, I'm a superwoman. And don't hold pity parties. For some people, they would be like, it's the time for them to make everybody pity them. No, everybody may care, but then they can only care for some time. Life has to go on. So in as much as you feel, okay, this has happened to you and all of that, you have to be able to put yourself together, give yourself enough time you need, and go back to learnings. There's definitely something you may have done wrong. Probably it's your choice of spouse. Probably is the way you did marriage. Probably is the way you understood it. Probably you did something, but then whatever it is, do some reflection. It's going to help. And gratitude. Be grateful for whatever circumstance. I know women go through a lot, especially those that have become single mothers. Do whatever you have to do to keep your sanity, to take care of yourself, take care of your mental health. Finance is another thing. You're going to start thinking, okay, how am I going to take care of myself? How am I going to, even if you have a job, really, it's not easy. Because women are conditioned to, I know in Islam, we're conditioned that a man should take care of us. And then that's not the best time your father wants to take care of you, even if he loves to, okay? And it's really understanding. Sometimes it's not easy on the parents too. That's a divorced woman's parents to actually see your daughter come back home or being just used and trashed. Okay, so these are all of the things that you have to factor in. But above all, what is going to help you, I think, at that time is knowing that all of these things are not just happening. They are all happening for you to learn something out of it. And if you're able to do that, you would come out even stronger. Another thing women, I would really caution divorced women is thinking that, okay, you have to go on a rebound relationship. For some of women that go through divorce, they feel like, okay, let me just hop onto another relationship. It's not that easy. You have to work on yourself. You have to do some groundwork. How do I mean that? You have to learn what was it that you did wrong and not just hop onto another man, because most probably if you did it wrong, you're probably going to do it wrong again. So don't go into another marriage thinking that, okay, he did the wrong thing and I didn't. So learn from it. And if you go into another marriage, please do it while you're well informed. Many of us think that, okay, marriage is something that I'm unsigny. We know it all. We've seen marriages in our homes. We've seen marriages in the society, our neighbors, and all. We all know what marriage is. But then bringing two people that have two different concepts of what marriage. For instance, now, if you should tell me what is patience, how I may define it may be different from the way you define it. For me, patience may be just holding on and being endurance. For you, patience may be trusting yourself well enough to get yourself off and move on with life, whatever the circumstance may be. So try to find a balance. Try to re-understand what marriage is. Learn, relearn, unlearn, and be ready to move on.
That's great. I like how you spoke on women looking within, because I think we have this thing in our community whereby it's like the men are always at fault. But then it's two ways. Even if he did most of the wrong things,
how,
like,
did you make the choice of choosing the wrong man?
Exactly. And like, even that, with that self, you are not perfect. And you need to look within. You need to take your time and heal before you decide, oh, I want to hop into another relationship. Even if you're just dating, like, it's not talking about marriage. That's just so huge. And like, just even the whole process of divorce, the soul, whole thing, it's just so draining.
It's draining.
Even just listening to it is draining. They talk more of people that have gone through it, you know.
But then I just want to add to what you said and what we are talking about generally. I think that in some cases, divorce don't happen because two people don't love each other. Sometimes it happens because some things cannot work. Maybe we just have to split. And sometimes because maybe the mother-in-law did this. Sometimes it's because, okay, it's not some health challenges, some incompatibilities that may not have strained the relationship. So actually, some people go through divorce with some kind of loss, grief, feeling like, I wanted this so much, but I couldn't have it.
That's why they say marriage is not just love. It's more than...
Yeah, exactly.
So how do you gain a new identity for yourself? So, you know, when we go through things in our life, bam, it's like, for example, I get into this relationship and I come out of it, I'm not the person that I was before I got into it. Then if you get into marriage and you're there for a very, very long time, the person you were before you got into that marriage is different from the person you be years after or months after, whatever it is after. So how do you journey back to yourself, especially if your identity throughout your marriage was tied to your ex? There are people that after they get married, their husband's friends are their friends, and you don't even realize that maybe till you leave the marriage and then you notice that these people are not even your friends anymore, because nobody is there for you anymore. These people were your husband's friends. Everybody in your life was your husband's something, you know.
Yeah.
So how do you, like, journey back to yourself and just, you know, come back to, like, okay, this is, learn who you are now. This is who I am now. And I just want to know myself again.
So for me, when I went through that experience, I had to start a journey of self-discovery. And it wasn't easy, but it's what has brought me so far. Like, I was married for 6 years. And I wonder how other people that were married for 20 years or more go through that kind of experience. So like you said, some people have lost their last names. Some people have forgotten how it is like to be by themselves. Your people have changed. Everything has changed. You're known as Materwani. That's your identity. So first, I would say it's really traumatic. And for some people, they have to go out of their environment sometimes to do it. To be able to. Some people, once you go through that street, it reminds you of your house that you used to live in. Some people, once you see somebody, it reminds you of that person. So it's not really easy. But then, like I said, you have to accept yourself. You have to be able to comfortably come to that agreement. If you think that you're doing it because somebody's going to be happy, you're going to keep on hating yourself. If you feel you're getting a divorce because somebody asked you to, you're going to be hating yourself. And if you are going through guilt or shame, you're going to be equally hurting yourself. Some people go through divorce for many years and many people don't even know in the society because they keep on bearing the person's name. They keep on, okay, their houses may move, but they're not even able to tell their children sometimes or their extended families that they're divorced. So if you are able to accept who you are, I think that's the first step. And many other things will fall in between. It's not an easy process, but I think it's that process that is self-accepting. You'd go through shame, you'd go through guilt, you'd go through embarrassment, but you have to be able to brace yourself up and say, this is who I am.
Okay, so would you say that whenever you go through this experience, it's like you most likely wouldn't go back to who you were before? You're literally like reborn and just a new person.
So yeah, you are reborn. You can never take that away. You can never blank that out forever. You are not the same person. That even if that simple experience changes a lot in your life, even if it just happened in a day, you were married for a day and you were divorced in a day, I would say that it changes a lot of experiences in your life because you are not the same person. You have gone through some certain experience, even not divorce, whatever it may be in your life, you cannot undo it once you've had that experience and it changes something in your life. You may decide to bury it. Some people might decide to bury things that have happened, but it's still with you. You either process that emotion or it's going to keep on haunting you.
When you don't process an emotion, it's forever there. Mm-hmm. It's not going anywhere.
It's not going anywhere. It's there. We'd say time will heal it, but really, you're still going to have
need to put in the work at the end of the day. So how do you stop the trauma that you have experienced from your last relationship from affecting your new relationship? Because yeah, you work on yourself and everything, but sometimes you don't even know that you're still hurting till something happens and you're like, oh my god, so I haven't even really healed from this. So how do you stop that whole trauma that happened to you in your last relationship? How do you stop it from affecting your new relationship? How do you become trusting again?
So I would say healing is a process. It's not a day's job. It's not a month's job. Some people heal through 10 years. Some people heal through 5 years. You may feel like, okay, I've healed and okay, I have finished my idda or I have moved on. It's been a year. Stop counting time. Learn from every experience is what I would say. Even till the moment that, okay, you be in another relationship, things may come up that might remind you of the previous relationship. You cannot hide that. You cannot take away that. Things may happen that would make you act in a different way. Contrary, remember that you're not always going to meet the same people or the same. You're not going to be in another relationship with the ex. So sometimes what we do is, as women, we would say, okay, this is what we generalize. This is what men do. If I do this, this is what he will do. If I say this, this is what he will do. So relax and give yourself that new experience. If not, you just be reliving your past. You just be living in the same, having the same expectation and of course getting the same outcomes, because what you're doing is the same, what you expect is the same, and the results you get would be the same. So at every level, tell yourself that, okay, this is a new experience for me. I'm not the same person that I used to be. This is a learning process for me, and you will be able to let go.
I think in every lesson and in every hardship that Allah throws our way, there's always lessons in it, like, and you are always a better person when you come out of these things. Like, you're always this challenge, you're always a better person. How can we as a community do better when it comes to divorced women? Like, I wish we can just take out that stupid Bazawara name, because it has been given such a negative, like, perfect. Yes, so it's just such a negative, it has made to become a negative word. So how can we as a society do better when it comes to dealing with people? Like Allah says, you give like your Muslim brother and sister 70,000 excuses, but when it comes to these people and other people, like, but we're talking about divorced women now, there's zero excuses. So and tell her exactly
she's bad, she has done something wrong.
Honestly, like, there's really, really zero tolerance. There's zero anything from people. So how can we as a society do better?
So I think as a society, we have to begin to learn that we should stop judging other people. We should give people excuses, just like you have said. We should try to accept people. Sometimes we don't even know them, and already we, for instance, now if your brother or your somebody, a relation of you is going to marry somebody that was married before, automatically they'll be like, "Do you know what her life, her past life?" It brings this negative emotion. So as a society, I think that we should begin to accept people for who they are and stop stigmatizing people, no matter what they have been through in their past. And I would add that for divorced women, as much as you are able to accept yourself, Ankiraki Bazaora, so what? Anchemiki, you did what and what, so what? You know who you are. So it doesn't really matter when what, although sometimes it's easier said than done, but the Ankiraki Bazaora, say me in Ankiraki Bazaora. Does it remove something from you? It doesn't. So my I failed at it, and I'm learning a new journey. So what?
Like, is the that's what I'm saying. It's just the definition that we give the word. So if you're a Bazaora and they call you a Bazaora, I'm like, yeah,
so what?
And then everybody just begin like, oh, there's really nothing wrong with it at the end of the day. Because, and
it's just a stereotype.
Exactly. And the funny thing is that, like, there's so many divorced women in Arewa, and even the divorced women are shaming other divorced women.
So like, what is it? What's the big deal? Did I kill anybody? You have to be able to accept that maybe the more that, especially people that would bully you, the same people that the people would say, okay, you have not married, maybe it's a long time you have not married. Is my life, is it your life? Although maybe for people that love you, they genuinely just want to care about that. But really, what's it? This is, you can only encourage me, but this is, you can't change my choices.
You have to be able to accept.
Yeah, at the end of the day, there's like so many emotions attached to this whole thing, and I just pray that Allah makes it easy for all of us. I wanted to ask you, what advice and tips do you have for people who are going through a divorce, like right now? Like, imagine if someone is just listening to this and like they're fresh into the whole thing and they're just going through it now. Like, what would you like to tell them?
What I would like to tell them is stand on your feet. It's not the end of the world. There are better opportunities. See it as a second chance to life. See it as ask yourself, what can I learn from this? Ask yourself, what's out there for me to do? How best can I use myself? And how best can I make life better for myself? Don't be stuck in, okay, he has cheated me and he has betrayed me. Vice versa, even if it is a man, I know men also go through a lot of such things, but really, what, do not be stuck on unforgiveness. That's another thing that many women do. Don't hate men. Try to see reasons why. Even your ex, probably you can just be like, okay, there's a reason why he had to do that. No matter, you might be like, No matter how thin it is, give him an opportunity. I'm not asking you to go back there. But then if you're able to forgive him, it means you're able to forgive yourself. And then you'll be able to love yourself better, and you'll be able to be an open-minded person better. I think that is it. And whatever it is, take a day, one step at a time. Don't rush yourself. And if you need to have counseling or therapy, please do that. It really helps.
Yeah, they can reach out to you because you're an amazing coach. So in case you need any...
Yeah, of course, in case you need a therapist or a marriage counselor, you can reach out. That would be nice.
Yeah, I think we are done with all the questions for today. It was so nice having you here.
So much, Fatima. In fact, the moment you reached out to me and you were asking if there's something I would like to talk about, I was like, why not? Of course, this is something that I can talk about because I have a first-hand experience, and I can talk about it because I come from a professional perspective where I deal with people that have been through that process, and I'm able to look at it from two roles now. I'm able to look at it from as a dancer, and I'm able to look at it from, okay, from the stage. So I feel that this is something that many people may not know how to do. Nobody goes out there saying, I want to be divorced. But then if that's your last choice, if that has to happen, go ahead, do it, and then know that that's not the end of your life.
Exactly. Like, Allah made it halal for a reason. Yeah, may Allah make it easy for everyone.
Amin, ya Rabbi. Amin, may Allah make it easy. And if there is some space for reconciliation, please go for reconciliation. It's always better that you find sulhu and you go back to your ex.
And it's even easier.
It's easier, but not in all cases. But if you have to do it, yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. It was nice having
thank you.
You.
Bye, our listeners. Bye.
Yes, bye.